to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and first things first, please bear with me a little bit. I'm a little sick, so my voice is a little under the weather, so just hang with me while we can. And I'm sorry for any extraneous noises that come out of my mouth because my throat's swelling up. No big deal. Anyway, as we said in the last episode, I just want to take another second and thank and congratulate all the graduates from this year. Because I know a lot of people that have recently graduated, be it their high school diploma, their undergrad degree, their master's, and a couple of PhD candidates, people that have graduated law school, people that have graduated med school, like, seriously, the work that you do does not go unnoticed. And I just want to say thank you for all of the awesome work that y'all do, because that was not an easy undertaking, and I'm proud of you for it. It's incredible the work that you've done. And this is where I get into the summer section of this podcast. Because every year this happens where, you know, some of my younger listeners will be like, Bobby, so what do you do in the summer? There's no school. I'm like, well, there aren't, but well, there isn't. But also, does that mean we have to stop talking about other topics? Of course not. Podcast is still going to keep going all through the summer. But as happens every year, they're not necessarily going to be school related. A couple of them might be. But a lot of them are going to be more geared towards your emotional health, your spiritual health, your ability to look at situations critically, your ability to recognize when something is going wrong and being able to adapt to it, not just based on the analytical history of this podcast, but based on user feedback that I've gotten from listeners where a lot of you're like, dude, summer school's over. A lot of my listeners are teachers and they're like, I don't really want to talk about school or even think about school right now. Cool. Just as always, if you have episode suggestions, let me know. I'd be happy to film it. But here's an episode where I had to humble myself a little bit. As a lot of you know, I'm in the Army, and I'm in the barracks. And it is a whopping 85 degree average temperature here up in Fort Bragg. And with that comes a lot of humidity. Well, my barracks room, we live on the fourth floor. So all the heat in the building is going to rise up to the top. Great. Love that. Suddenly, last week, our air conditioning system just happened to break. And I know for all of my older vets that are listening, they're like, you have air conditioning in your barracks room. You should be thankful. Yes, I'm sure I should. And I am. However, it's very uncomfortable to live in a building or in a room that doesn't have air conditioning when it's this hot. Why don't you just open up the window? Because it's, again, as we stated a couple seconds ago, hot and humid outside. So that's not really going to help. So I got really upset the other day. Really mad. Because I came upstairs, look at the thermostat. The AC is set at 70 degrees. I look at the actual temperature and it is at a balmy 82 degrees. And y'all, I'm gonna be real with you. I just got mad. I got really upset, came to my room, threw my stuff on the ground, was just, I looked like a toddler. I was throwing a fit. I was just upset. And at first, I kind of caught myself. I'm like, no, regulate yourself, calm down, take a deep breath, think this through, get your emotions under control. And then I remember what I had said to a student recently, where they were going through a very similar situation. And at no point did I tell them to calm down, to relax, to breathe. I was like, no, let it out. And they kind of looked at me funny. They're like, wait, what? I'm like, no, dude, if you're upset, like, let it out. I don't care. It's just you and me on the phone. I hope you're in a room where there's no one else there. Go ahead and rage about this for, like, I'll put a minute on the clock. Go ahead. For about a good 10 seconds, they raged about this issue they were having. Oh, they were so upset. And it was something even more minor than, oh, my AC's out. It was, well, I'm not at liberty to say, but it doesn't matter. It was a very minor issue. And then after about 10 seconds, they started to calm down. I said, no, you got 50 seconds left. Go. They ranted about it for another 5. And if you've ever seen a toddler tire themselves out when they have a fit, like they'll just be mad. And finally, they just stop because they're too tired. And then oftentimes they'll just kind of fall down and take a nap. Like, I'm sleeping here kind of nap. Yeah, that happens. My student wound up doing the same thing. They were so upset, and finally they're like, yeah, okay. That's out of my system. I'm good. So as I'm sitting here in my room raging about this, I kind of glanced at my watch. I'm like, man, I was mad about this for a full 30 seconds, and that was exhausting. Oh, felt like I just ran a marathon. That was so much wasted effort. And then I noticed, after those 30 seconds were up, I was able to think clearly about it and go, okay, what do you do? Something's broken. Fix it. Oh, you don't have the ability nor the tools to fix this centralized air conditioning system? Shocker. Why don't you tell someone that it's broken so they can put a work order in and then we can get it fixed? And I don't just say that story just to, you know, let you guys know that I have my days too, because I do. But it's more so that a lot of people go through their day trying to regulate themselves all day. You drive to work and or to school, and you're trying to make sure that you have the perfect music going so that you're not raging too much. You're not too amped up, but you're not too chill. You're just, it fits the vibe. And then you get to school or you get to work and you try and just keep everything level. Something goes wrong and you try and keep yourself under control. And then you get some more paperwork and you're trying to keep yourself under control. And then something wrong happens and then you keep trying to keep yourself under control. And lunch comes. For a lot of you, just like, dude, I'm tired. Then the post-lunch slump comes and you're like, well, all right, gotta power through this. You finally make it to the end of the day. You get home, have dinner, and you sit down and you are just so exhausted. And you can't for the life of you figure out why. Because you've been trying to keep yourself regulated all day without honestly acknowledging some of your emotions. Do you know how tiring that is? Do you know how tiring it is to actually go through a whole day without being able to be honest with yourself on how you're doing once, outside of acknowledging it passively and going, yeah, I'm a little mad about this, and then going right back to what you're doing? Mm-mm. Y'all, I have a lot of days like that where something goes wrong or the schedule changes, which is one of my biggest pet peeves, or something of the like, and I have to walk outside and just do a lap around the building and just be upset. Now, am I saying I'm shouting to the sky every single time something goes wrong? No. But if something really upsets me and I don't want to be in front of my supervisor and just be upset, or be in front of my peers and just be really mad, I'm like, all right, remove myself from the situation. If I realize that I'm not in a good spot right now, what good am I to just be raging here when something small just happened that makes me upset? Meanwhile, the rest of the squad is looking at it and going, eh, I mean, it's not ideal, but whatever. I don't want to bring their level down. I don't want to change where they're at. If I'm having an issue with this, let me start with me and see what I can do to fix it. Let me start where I'm at and take a lap around the building or go out to my car for 5 minutes and then come back inside with a more level head and go, all right, cool. Now notice, I didn't say a more level head as in just ignore how I'm feeling and just push it down. That's not what I'm saying at all. That's the whole purpose of doing a lap or going out to my car for a second. So I can get that out and just be upset for, I don't know, a minute. Most people grossly overestimate their importance in the workplace or in the classroom. If you're that upset about something, 60 seconds is not going to change the outcome of that class, that meeting, that anything. If you're that upset, there's nothing wrong with taking a second and being like, hey, I'm not emotionally regulated enough to be in this position. I'll be back. And I know most people hear that and go, oh, well, that just shows immaturity by not being able to keep yourself regulated. I could not disagree with you more. I think one of the biggest flaws with how we define adulthood is that we expect people to be level-headed all the time, and that's a show of maturity, when in reality, it's the opposite. If you look at kids, especially younger children, that just, they do not hold back their emotions at all. At all. show me a newborn that doesn't cry when they don't get something that they want, or that when they do want, you know, to be fed or to have their diaper changed or whatever, they do not scream bloody murder until someone changes it. Think about that. Think about how it seems so backwards. Like, oh, they're just not able to keep their emotions in check. No, they're keeping everything in check. They want something and they're going to let you know. Imagine if you took 1 week and honestly acknowledged how you were feeling when an incident happened and reacted to that accordingly. Think about that. How much better could your day get if you took, I don't know, 5 minutes a day in total to step out of the office and just kind of get your bearings back, take a deep breath, acknowledge how you're feeling, admit that you're angry about something and why you're angry about it, and then go back inside with a solution? How much different could things be? I really want you to think about that this week. Because I remember every single school that I've said that sentence to. So this happens when I give a keynote speech at a school. I often do a breakout talk for free with whatever group they want, which often, or more often than not, winds up being with a group of teachers, often the new teachers. And I bring this exact scenario up to them, and they all laugh. And I said, yeah, well, let's think about this. How many of you want to be here right now? And of course, then everybody starts looking around the room, and what do y'all think they say? Well, take a second and really think about what do you think their responses are. I'll tell you right now, I've done that 20 times right now, 20 times in total, and one single time did a teacher actually raise their hand and go, yeah, I have no desire to be here. Like, I love you that you, I love what you're doing, and I think you're a great speaker. I have too much on my plate, and I really would rather take this time to go do that work instead. So you know what I did with that teacher for interrupting me in the middle of my speech and embarrassing me in front of all of these strangers that I have no connection to? I laughed and I said, all right, cool. Do me a favor. Grab your stuff and go do your thing. In which the superintendent's face turned a shade of cherry red that I've never seen. Oh, it was beautiful. Because immediately they're like, no. Mr. Johnson, I think you need to. And I said, no. This is my presentation. And I get to make the calls here. That was what you and I discussed in the contract. I said, no, Mr. Johnson, if you're that upset, or if you're really that stressed out, please go use this time more effectively. I'm not going to be upset. This is all being recorded. After everything gets edited and spliced up and, you know, cleaned up, I'll send you a copy of it so you can watch it at your leisure. That was 3 years ago that happened. I got a letter yesterday. It was mailed out on, I think, Tuesday of last week. But I got a letter from Mr. Johnson saying, hey, Bobby, I just want to say thank you for that moment. Because although I was really worked up and I did need to catch up on my work, my husband has been going through a lot of medical problems, and I've been stressed out because I'm not sleeping. So that hour-long talk that you gave, I really needed that time to catch up on my lesson planning for the next 3 days so I could take care of my husband and get more than an hour of sleep or two tonight. My fuse was running really short, and you know, I felt like I lashed out on you, and you took it in stride. You weren't upset, you didn't yell, you didn't get mad, you laughed. You took a serious scenario and you laughed at me. And he goes, in that moment I really realized that this life is not as crazy as we make it out to be. We're all human. We all have emotions and we all have feelings. And oftentimes it feels like we're so robotic and having to keep everything under control. And you really showed me that you don't always have to have everything under control. Thank you for that. And that is that exact experience is why I preach this in every school that I'm in. Because our emotions can run crazy and emotions happen, and that's normal. But I want everyone to take the summer and really start to understand what it takes for you personally to get your emotions under control. And not just have them under control, but to understand them so that you have the ability and the understanding to get them under control. That's all I got for you. Thank you all so much for your constant support. Thank you all so much for rocking with me. Again, I appreciate you for being here. I really do. I'm really struggling to find the words to let you all know how important you are to me, because this business is hard and it's discouraging at times. And, you know, getting to see the number on the podcast pop up, or seeing that there's a new follower, or seeing that there's a new listener, or seeing that someone has sent me a DM saying, "Hey man, I listened to an episode from like 2 years ago and it really got me through whatever scenario I'm going through." Like, y'all, I cannot tell you how much that just makes my heart feel like it's growing two sizes. I'm so thankful for what you guys do, and I'm so thankful for your support. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. I hope that you can take the summer to breathe, to find some newfound enjoyment in your hobbies, to maybe find a new hobby, to really find time to sit with yourself and to be appreciative in the moments that you have. You are important. You matter. You make this world a better place every single day just by being a part of it. I love you very much, and I will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter: 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.